Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. Father God, this morning, first of all, just want to thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your steadfast love. Thank you this morning. Am I heard on the blog talk? Is the blog talk all right? Great. You know, brothers and sisters, yesterday, a colleague of mine sent me over some information and on Mondays I have a class here. I've been testing it out. Basically, I only have one or two students on Mondays. But I've been testing it out and God's been testing me with it. So I've been faithful, very faithful. I didn't do the mass deliverance on Saturday, but as you know, I had some people here, so I did do deliverance. Let me put it that way. And I guess it was mass and one-on-one, and it was life-changing. So as I said, one of my colleagues sent me some information yesterday. And I looked at the information, and I'm really, really blessed. I'm blessed that all of my friends, the people that I consider friends, are deliverance ministers, like myself. And some of them love me. Why you say they love you, Erica? Because they love. If anybody shares anything with you that's going to enrich your life and make your life better in any way, they love you. They love you, or else they wouldn't do it. You see? People that don't love you, they don't care how you end up. And in this kind of ministry right here, you learn pretty quick how people feel about you, or whether they care anything about you or not. You learn real fast. So people send me things that for the most part are life changing. Well, what my friend sent me yesterday was life changing. It was life changing. From a perspective that I could take it, I could throw it away, or I could take it as it was really sent to me, two things. There's a lady, she's young, she in deliverance, she got the spirit, you know, I know everything, and her name happens to be Erica. And I got an email from a minister, and the top of the email said, let me try to get, well, it said fraud. That's what it said, fraud. It said fraud. Let me try to find it if I can. It said fraud lawsuit. And I said to myself, "What? Wait a minute, let me look at this. I'm trying to find it again, so I don't want to make a mistake in quoting it. But anyway, this apostle I've been knowing for years and years and years sent me a text message Saturday, so they must have sent it. They sent it Sunday. I may have deleted it, because I know, I mean, I hope I didn't. I meant to save it. Here it is. It said, reporting fraud. It's a blank, and I have too much class to respond to blank, blank. It said, my prayer for you and your family is that they get help, and I believe God will help them. It says, her harassment and lies on us will not get any response from us because we care and we know she needs help. It said, we will not respond to any more letters from her nor report her harassment to authorities, because it's not the way the Lord should have us treat her. And then it says, to blank, from an understanding believer of wounded people who are God's people still. Love you all in Christ, including the name of this person. Well, this is what they got. It said, I will be reporting you for taking advantage of me and lying and deceiving me with this lady association with you, both this Erica that had been texting me about you both was supposed to help me, but told her opposite, be getting my lawyer involved. I'm filing a lawsuit and discrimination for stating couldn't pray for me or do deliverance, refer me to other deliverance places in California, but told her opposite, this is wrong. It says, when I couldn't buy your books, but others, you had a young black lady on your video, but me, no, I'm suing you. I'm reporting how you did those last videos about me regarding deliverance medication and other videos talking about me, which is unacceptable. Now listen to this. And the psychics told me, excuse me, and the psychics told me, you working against me. The Ouija board, the crystal ball, to reveal to, I feel violated. I got Better Business Bureau involved and the police and the FBI for how you both lied and rejected to me of deliverance. Expect a call from my lawyer or my social worker for having Erica and you both fool me for a successful deliverance. Now you gotta understand, this minister sent this to me. And I answered them back like this. I said, who is this person? I have no idea who this person is. I have never spoken with her, Erica Shepherd. Now, what upset me is this minister sent me this. Yes, my name is Erica, but my name is Erica Shepherd. So then at 5:54 a.m., I get this. I made a mistake. It wasn't you she was talking about. My mistake. Have a blessed day and keep doing what you're doing for the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, this could have not only ruined my day, was a something that could have affected me emotionally, psychologically, and it could have affected my ministry. And the preacher that sent me this say, I made a mistake. It wasn't you she was talking about. My mistake. Brothers and sisters, the damage to me had already been sent. And it didn't affect me because of one reason. It wasn't me. If you know me, and if the minister who sent it to me would have taken a few minutes to think about what they know about me, they never would have sent it to me in the first place. Okay? They never would have sent it to me. But they sent it to me because something in their heart wanted it to be me. They wanted it to, when they heard Erica, they wanted it to be me. And then they said, I made a mistake. It wasn't you she was talking about. My mistake. Not even realizing the spirits that they unloosed on me through this thing. I'm just showing you how people are and how people do. But you see, even if it was, I told Brother Joe and Jose, I said, that's why I carry that $2 million policy. It could have been, but it wasn't. Yet and still, you see, I don't have the pride. I know when I can't help somebody. I ain't Jesus. I'll tell them quick. I got to pray about this. I got to see what the Lord says to me about this. Meaning, people call me up all the time. People expect something from me all the time. But you see, I know my own limitations. I know when I got the devil trying to pull on me for something. Now, understand, maybe I know that because I've been in this 31 years and I probably done made every mistake you can make trying to please God and trying to serve God. But this preacher wanted this to be me. And this was some other Erica. And then there's another Erica that got some books from Africa about growing up in witchcraft, blah, blah, blah. That ain't me either. But this preacher should have taken the time and, as Jesus say, judge me by my works, if nothing else. Do my works line up with the word of God? I made a mistake. Somebody could have died. I made a mistake. That could have upset my whole household ministry, my whole soul. I made a mistake. Well, I appreciate them emailing me back and saying I made a mistake. But if I had not dealt with this and responded to it, they would have just charged me with that mess. My ministry is not for everybody. I don't have no desire to pray for everybody. But I have a desire to pray for everybody that Jesus wants me to pray with him for. So it's a lot of people out here, and they've taken on the first name Erica. Make sure you know, and when people tell you Erica, you make sure you find out which Erica they talking about. Because I know one Erica out here, and I swear she on drugs. I looked at the person. Because see, most people out here in deliverance, and I don't do no Zoom room. I'm not out here for a show. I'm not out here to make, you know, happy feet, feel good. I am serious. And I wasn't going to share it with you. But then I thought, why not? I share all this stuff with you. You need to know. You need to know how serious and how dangerous this kind of ministry is. And you got to know, everybody's not walking in the same power, the same anointing. Everybody doesn't have the same fruit. But Jesus said, you will know them by their fruit. This person know me for 30 years, 20-something at least, and going to automatically assume it's me. This person said that he and his wife recommended them to this other Erica person. He ain't never recommended nobody to my ministry that I know about in 20-something years. This is what motivates me from time to time to take my ministry off the public and go private. This kind of crazy stuff. See, that's why when people say, can you recommend somebody? Nope, can't recommend nobody. Go talk to Jesus and let him lead you to where you could get some help. That's what I tell people. You're not going to be effective to everybody. And I know that already. How do I know that? Let me tell you how I know. I was in my car driving for up the Pacific Highway, Highway 101. In Los Angeles, California. And I was enjoying the scenery. It was so beautiful. And they got these points where you can pull your car over and look out over the expanse. I used to say California was God's country. God said, pull your car over. I was coming up by, I think it was Big Sur, California. On 101, on the 101. And the Lord said, pull your car over. Pull the car over. And the Lord said, I'm sending you on a mission, a new mission. I said, okay. He said, I'm sending you, this is the Bible part, I knew it was God. He said, I'm sending you to a rebellious, stiff-necked people. He said, but this is how you're going to know. He said, if they love me, they'll receive you. He said, if they don't love me, they will never receive you. I said, tell me that again. He said, if they love me, they will receive you. If they don't love me, they will never receive you. He said, now you can get back in the car and continue on. And I told you that story when I went in that church. And I told the preacher that there was lust in this church, and they put me out. And a week later, the pastor had a Christian school. And a week later, the pastor was in jail for molesting the students in his Christian school. And I remember saying it to God. I said, he said, don't judge. You can't judge. Because at one time, that was my man. I said, yeah. He said, at one time, I said, well done, thou good and faithful servant to him. I said, yeah. He said, but lust overtook him. He said, that's going to be your biggest problem, lust. He said, when lust overtakes a man or a woman, lust becomes their God. And they lay down love. If they had love in the first place. And I said, well, what you mean by that? He said, many are called, few are chosen. But many more call themselves. He said, but if they love me, told me that again. If they love me, they'll receive you. Not love me, receive me. He said, because there are too many people that are just looking for love from all the wrong people. I said, okay, that was a new one. So you see here in this walk, that email could have, it really could have crushed me. But I didn't receive it. Why? Because I know it wasn't me. But God showed me something. He said there are more people that would want to believe that than not believe it. And there are more people that would want to think that was you than not believe that it was you. Because it's so easy to believe something negative. It's so easy to fall for one of Satan's destroyer tactics. Now, see, I don't even know who the lady is. I didn't know nothing about it. Nothing. Just like somebody said, I trained this lady. You a liar. I ain't trained nobody. Anybody I train, they train for real. Somebody called me up. They left a message. They ain't talked to me. I was called by so-and-so who you trained. Wait a minute. Just because you listen to this broadcast, that doesn't classify as being trained by me. When I don't even know your name. If you've been trained by me, you know why you do what you do. And you don't just do it because you saw somebody else do it or you saw me do it. You know why I do what I do. There's a purpose and a reason. I try to explain. Your baby, your one-year-old can cast out a demon. Your two-year-old, I've seen it. I've had babies lay hands on people and the demons flee. Why? Because I could see that the baby was born with a calling because of whatever the circumstances were. But this is the kind of stuff I go through on the quiet side. Brothers and sisters, the info I was sent yesterday changed my perspective. It had a profound change on my perspective. And this is what I know. It answered questions for me, more questions that I had been troubling God about for years. See, the questions I have for God, I didn't just think them up yesterday. I've been asking God some things a long time. Some things that I know would make my life better, and I know would make deliverance better. But from what my friend and my colleague sent me yesterday. You know what question is answered for me? This. I realized, and God had her send it to me, too. She happens to be a PhD. But hers is in, what is her doctorate in? It's something to do with like building cities and communities. I can't remember what it is exactly, but she works for a state government. And she's a college professor. And we pray together from time to time. I pray for her. She prays for me. We pray for each other continually. She sends me stuff. But this changed my life perspective. This is how I changed it. I've been in this ministry of spiritual freedom. Next year, it'll be 32 years. I'm counting them down. And never before, I mean, I do it, and I do it because, number one, I love to see people free. And I knew I was getting people free. But what I didn't know, I did not understand the depths of the ministry that God had given me. I did not understand that God having me focus in on one subject, salvation. It's really all about soul salvation. Spiritual warfare, exorcism, deliverance, inner healing. But you see, not for just one person or not for just two people. There's coming up a need. I can't even say every believer because every believer is not a believer. Every believer can receive salvation, and you don't need deliverance to be saved. That's a deeper walk. But you need deliverance to stay saved, and you need deliverance to save others. Brothers and sisters, I realize and understand that there is a need, and the need is increasing moment by moment and second by second for people that understand the dynamics of real spiritual warfare, that understand the dynamics of this spiritual realm and understand the dynamics of living and moving and having our being in Jesus Christ. This whole thing, and I said this yesterday to Brother Joe, Jose, and Michael. Michael was here. I said, I understand better right now at this very moment why I've got to train. I've got to activate. And people need the power of God. I said, the only thing that's going to save this and this world from the wrath to come is being filled with God's Holy Spirit, moving and understanding and walking in a manifestation of the power of God. Naturally, how can I say this? You're gonna have to know and understand the fact that God is a spirit, and the fact is that there is a real Satan, which is a spirit also, which is a manifestation of Lucifer, which is a fallen angel. If you don't understand it, if you don't know it, you're going to not be able to survive the wrath to come. It is not, just like that Bible says, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by God's Spirit, saith the Lord God. That is the only way you're going to win him. And survive, I mean, really, survive. Because the Bible talks about, I'm trying to look something up here. The Bible talks about Second Chronicles 19:10. Revelations 6:17. Revelation 12:12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. But a great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Luke 3:7. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who had warned you to flee from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 1:10. And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 1:10. You see, this wrath to come is already here. It's already here. It is already here. And that is what so many of us are already experiencing. Oops, I made them. Well, wait a minute. That's what so many of us are already experiencing. But it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse. At first, There was one Luciferian. No, first there was one satanic church in San Francisco. Then there was many, many underground satanic churches. Then one came out the closet in Houston. And then another one came out the closet in Texas. So we got two. And then there was a big split. There was a big split, like right now. There's a split between the Church of Satan and the Luciferian Church. But there's more Luciferians than Satanists. And certainly more Luciferians and Satanists than atheists. I'm not going to be on here very long this morning because I need to spend some time with God. I've got to revamp a few things. And I got to train some more people pretty quick. Because from what I was shown, deliverance ministers are going to be needed by the boatload. They need it now. They need it right now. But they're especially needed. And they're especially needed people to work in the background. That's why I think that thing really, 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 really hurt me so bad about that TV thing with Renee. And the fact that some of you would think I don't want you to be on TV when it was all my part of the idea and the plan God gave me. But Satan got in that. God does not, you're not going to be able to make a fool out of yourself. Because the devil is not playing. You're going to have to be able to stand up. And I don't know, you know, some of you think you can stand up and look the devil in the face. You can't. You don't know how much power he has. I don't care. It is not, it is the power and the authority. The authority. The authority works with the power. That's why the devil ain't scared of some of you. He ain't scared of you. For what? What reason he got to be? You running from him. But you see, time out. You can't play no more. You can't cloak what you don't have. Because these devils, they coming and they are already strategically in place to take you out and your whole generational family line. They don't have to kill you dead, casket in the grid. They can kill you walking around full of them. You walking around full of them. Hi, Erica. You won't make a difference. You haven't made a difference. You see, until you decide and stand up and can say the evil one comes, but he has nothing in me. Because see, when he put that scanner on you, how big do you think a demon is, by the way? How big you think a demon is? Well, if he can come in on the breath, how big you think he is? How big you think a demon is? If he can come into you on the breath, how big you think he is? How big is a COVID bacteria, whatever it is? If it can travel through the air, how big do you think a demon is? That's right. COVID-19. A demon is not big enough to stop the world. It is the collectivity of the demons. And how do they travel? They travel through the airwaves. How many of you bind and rebuke airway spirits every day? You breathe demons in and you breathe demons out. The Bible describes Satan as the prince of the power of the air. How does COVID travel? Through the air. And I'm not even talking about COVID. You know what? All I can say is I realize the importance more than ever before in my whole life. I realize the importance of the job that God has given me and just now releasing me with the knowledge to really be effective against the devil. I'm in a war. We're all in a war. But who's going to stand up and challenge this invisible, yet manifesting tangibly enemy? The Bible says two can put how many to flight? Three can put how many to flight? I'm understanding it. I'm finally understanding it. I mean, really understanding it. And I know I'm not the only one. I know that. But I know this too. Except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. I know this. How can two walk together except they be agreed? I know this. I'm in a spiritual warfare, fighting an invisible enemy. And I'm at a point in this warfare where I can't afford the luxury of having the people beside me against me any longer. That email told me a lot. But I was back and back anyway. I was. So I want you to ponder these things. I want you to think about what I'm saying. Because you know what? Faith without works is dead, being alone. That's what the Bible says. I heard what Pastor Todd, I hope some of you had a chance to go and listen to that message. I heard what he said. And then for me to get sent this stuff yesterday, you know, they talk about going back to the old time way. I used to pray so much my knees were scarred, just like my had them calluses on my hands from writing. My knees were scarred. So here's the thing. I'm not going to be giving out any longer info to the enemy and the witches through this public forum here. God knows he could trust me. I've got to find a way of a way to do this. I don't know that I'll be coming on at 6 a.m. in the morning much longer. God took me off of Facebook. He took me off of YouTube. And I'm going to pray that I can be obedient to God, because brothers and sisters, you might not believe it. Some of you joking and you playing. But I don't know how many millions of people died with COVID, but I know it was a lot. I haven't had time to look it up. I've been so busy. And I'm still busy. But I've got to find the most productive and effective use of my time and my knowledge, because what that thing say in Revelation? Revelation 12:12. The devil has come down having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. Some of you have been listening to me and this a long time, and you still don't have it. You don't get it. You don't get it. Don't get what, Erica? Whatever God has given you, it's not for you. It's for you to take it and help save his people. Salvation means save. And some of you are still just don't get it. You just want it for you. You just want it to sit on it. And you're already, like I'm looking at myself, I'm too fat right now. I'm way too fat. And if I don't do something about it, nothing's going to happen. We have a dilemma. We have a spiritual dilemma we're in the midst of. And if you don't have the money, like the, I'm talking about the folks on the other side, you know, then you're going to have to be like Moses. I'm going to have to be like Moses. What do you have in your hand? What do you have in your hand? Moses said he had a rod, and God took that, and he worked with it. I am not being as effective as I should be. And I'm going to spend the day looking at myself, nobody else, seeing where I need to come up and how I need to come up and what I need to do in order to be more effective for God. Because there is a spiritual war going on right now. And We already know who wins, but how many casualties? How many people going to be lost that shouldn't be lost, that don't have to be lost? How many of you are sitting back looking at your own family members perishing? It's disgusting. And then people tell me, well, they don't want to listen to what I have to say because you're saying it to the wrong person. How many hours you spending on your knees talking to God about it and expecting him to bring about the change? Somewhere I have missed it. But thank God, I didn't miss out on it. I missed it. But I didn't miss out on it. There's a better way, and I'm going to find it. This way here is not the most effective. It's not. It absolutely is not. Not for me. I'm going to find it, though. While I still have time, Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is daylight, because the night cometh and no man can work. It's all right. I'm going to search it out. And you know how that goes. If you ask, he's going to answer. If you seek, you're going to find it. And if you knock, he's standing at the door. Behold, I stand at the door. I know he's standing at the door. I know he got me to this point right here. Right here, right now. I know God did it, and I know God is doing it, and I know God is going to bring it to fruition. I don't have no doubt about that. I just know I got to get it. I got to get it. I know I got to get it.
I stand in the midst of a multitude of those from every tribe and tongue. We are your people, redeemed by your blood, rescued from death by your love.
Oh yes.
There are no words good enough to thank. With all of my praise.
like a cold. Tear it up like a note. Let the pieces fall to the ground like falling snow. Go for a walk outside. Watch as a red bird flies. He needs a lifting and we need a lifting too. If we're gonna pray about it, no use in worrying. If we're gonna worry about it, why are we praying? Just leave it in the hands of the Father. Leave it in the hands of the Healer. Leave it in the hands of Jesus and walk away.
Gets close, I just fly. dangerous.